Yeah, my name's Steve Boyson, East Hampstead, New Hampshire. Been living... Sorry, okay. Steve Boyson, East Hampstead, New Hampshire. Been living in New Hampshire about 30 years now. My son spoke earlier, a little while ago. He spoke about the fact that he's going to be about 200 yards away from one of these structures. He's right near the substation in Deerfield. I took a look at a picture of one of these. I don't know if you saw it in the paper where they have a person about 6 feet tall, then they have the tallest pine tree you can see, and then this thing dwarfs that at 130 feet. It's incredible. I mean, it looks like it comes from another planet. I've never seen anything like it in the picture. But you can all take a look at the website. I spent 35 years as a banker. Therefore, I look at it from a financial point of view. This is a money maker. This whole deal is about making money. That's what the bottom line is. And you ask, like, who Northern Pass is? Northern Pass LLC. They're a corporation with limited liability formed in New Hampshire. For what? To make money. Northeast Utilities, NU, PS&H, and NSTAR. NSTAR used to be, well, NSTAR, formerly known as Boston Edison. So you've got some pretty big players here. And they're going to push hard. And they call them a members committee instead of board of directors that run this thing. But it's all public information. You can find out who they are. I'm curious if any of the members committee or board is here tonight from Northern Pass LLC. Could you raise your hand if you are? Not one. Okay. This is the stated purpose of the project by Northern Pass. The project is designed to provide New Hampshire with reliable power for decades to come at prices that are competitive in the overall regional market. The focus of this project is not to be cheaper than any particular fuel or individual power plant, but to supply low-carbon renewable electricity at a competitive price. Does anybody really believe that? I don't. There's so much information that can be found about, you know, this company. Just one other thing, too. The fact that there was a press release, a couple things, actually, March 7th, about Normandu Associates. If you're in real estate and you have a buyer that comes in, the buyer's going to pick the person that's going to do the home inspection. Why? Because they're getting paid to determine all the bad things that are wrong. In this case, Normandu Associates, they can't separate themselves because they're being paid, or they were going to be paid up until the two senators finally said, no, we want somebody impartial. So just look where the trail is. The trail goes back to the money, how much these companies, and it's called a transmission service agreement. That's how they get paid. Okay, Hydro-Québec is going to pay these companies I mentioned, Northeast Utilities, PS&H, and NSTAR, for the use of those lines. Big, big money. Thank you.